Hi, and welcome to this hangout. My name is Irene Oslam, and I'm going to take you through 7 ways to help your child build self-confidence. This is super, super important. You have to help your child build self-confidence for many reasons, but it's how they present themselves, how they see themselves, and this will actually depend on how the world sees them. It's how they see themselves will affect what people think about it and how they are perceived, and maybe even affect their possibilities here in life. I want to thank Dr. Bill Sears for a lot of this material. Actually, he is one of the doctors that I see through to do a lot of our stuff, so you should check him out. He's a good doctor. Okay, I see that it's a little bit clear here, so I'll do this. Sorry. Okay, because it's 7 steps, I have to look at my notes sometimes, so just bear with me, okay? But let's see, let's get into it. The first way to help your child build self-confidence is by playing with them, making them see that it's important to be with them, and they are important. They matter. They're worth your time. So just give them a lot of attention when you're with them. I know it's a hectic day for everybody, but it's important to take the time to show them that they are important. The second way to help your child build self-confidence is by having your child and your self-confidence yourself, because you are an image that they look to. You're a person that they see as important, and they mirror you. So it's important for you to have the self-confidence for yourself. And if it's something in your past that are affecting this, you should confront it. Just see yourself in the mirror and figure out what you need to do to be a parent with a good self-confidence. Okay, the next thing you have to know about helping your child have a good self-image is actually calling them by their name. Their name is really super important because it's how they perceive themselves. There is the self. You can see yourself, of course. You have this name. My name is Irene, and this means something to me. So don't just use their nicknames. I use nicknames for my children, so just not nicknames, also their name. Super important. Okay, let's see. I have to look at my notes. Okay, so to help your child build self-confidence, it's also important that you set them up for success. This means that you actually build their talents and help them see what they can do here in life. And of course, it's not just natural talents, it's things they can learn, things they can understand that they can, and help them try a little bit. Pushing a little bit to try something new and doing it over and over again until they get good at it. And also just be a little bit support that so they don't get overexcited or do things that they set them up for failure by having too much expectations on them. So this is also a good way to help them. They will see their self-worth in this. And also lose labels. I know that it's easy to just do positive or negative labels that they actually might just hang their self-confidence on. It's actually a way to label your child just to say that you're thin-skinned. This only thing that they hear this all over and over again, they will actually start to believe it, and they will implement this in their self-confidence. And if that label somehow, somewhere down the line will be rocked by, it will actually rock also their confidence. Their confidence will just disappear if they see that this is not true, this label they're living on. So just positive and negative labels, just try not to use them. And then give your child responsibilities. Give them chores. Give them a way to help out in the family. Take them through things that they can do, and it's of course important to do things that they can achieve, that they can do well. So then that's about setting them up for success, right? So make them do chores back home. Maybe give them some kind of reward. And you can actually do this with kids down to like 2 years old. So just give them a way to participate in the family, because children want responsibilities. They want to be important. They want to be a part of the family. So do that, and you will have raised kids that is self-confident. And then encourage your child to not suppress their feelings. Just have an open home where it's okay to talk about stuff that you're feeling. Listen to them with respect, and if they come to you, just take it seriously. Even though they're young kids, just listen to what they have to say and make this a thing in your family that this is okay. Be honest and open yourself, and tell your child how you're feeling, so you can make this environment of a good place to be open. And then the last thing, the seventh thing to help your child grow self-confidence is, and I had to say it, grow your self-confidence, play with your child, set your child up to success, lose labels, give your child responsibilities, encourage them to express and not suppress their feelings, and address them by name. I actually went through the 7 steps. Okay, so this was the 7 steps, the 7 ways to help your child. And it's actually so much more I want to tell you about each and every step. Each and every way has so much more things you can say. So I want to make 7 more videos, and you can find them on my homepage, modernparentinghelp.com, modernparentinghelp.com, and you can try the take the tour, put it on that, and you will see how to, you can access the videos. I promise you will get a lot out of it. I have a lot more to say from Dr. Sears and from myself and from the other persons that I have grown this from. So, okay, so this was the 7 steps, an introduction to them. So go to my homepage, modernparentinghelp.com, modernparentinghelp.com, and we can see more. Okay, bye.